Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor, and you're listening to Set Free Live. We're welcoming you this morning to another broadcast. And now I want you to forgive me for my voice. I'm a little raspy this morning, but it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again. We're thanking God for His goodness and His mercy and all that He is and all that He means to us. God is an awesome God. Beloved, He is worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Now, for the next few minutes, I want you to get your Bibles and join me as we go back into the Word of God. We have been doing an exciting teaching, end-time study on the book of Revelation, and we're going to pick up this morning with Revelation chapter 6. Amen. And we're going to begin in verse 1. I don't know how far we'll get this morning, but we're going to get as far as we can. Amen. Before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank You for another day. We thank You for allowing us, God, just to come into Your presence, Father, to study Your Word. I thank You for Your people. Thank You for all that are listening this morning. We ask, Father God, that You would bless and anoint Your Word. Anoint every listener, Father God. Help us, Father God, to just heed Your Word and get a greater hunger and a thirst after You, Father God. We just love You now, and we appreciate You, Father God, for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going again, as I said, to Revelation chapter 6, and it's verses 1 through 17. Now, we, again, have been studying the book of Revelation. We began in chapter 1, just to give you an overview, catch you up just a little bit. Chapter 1 gave us an introduction. We talked a little bit about John. We know that he's on the Isle of Patmos, and he was put there because for his stand for Jesus Christ, and you know they did not like John at all, so he was banished there. He was a bold soldier for the Lord, and they thought by them putting him there, you know, he would just waste away. But how many of you know, a lot of times God has to allow things to happen to us to get us right where He wants us to be. Amen. And so John was put on the Isle of Patmos. John was a very old man by this time. He was well into his 90s, and so he was put there, you know, banished and all by himself. But we know that he really wasn't by himself. God was right there with him. And while there, he had a vision. Not only that, he was taken up into heaven. The Lord just really revealed Himself to him in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. So he had a vision of the Lord Jesus Christ while there, and the Lord began to tell him to write the things that he saw. He wrote letters to the churches, the seven churches in Asia Minor. We talked about the seven churches, Ephesus and Philadelphia, Smyrna, all the seven churches. There was a message to each and every church. Glory to God. And John wrote what the Lord, what he saw, what the Lord gave him. Amen. And how many of you know that God has messages for us today out of His Word? Amen. He's speaking by His Spirit. Glory to God. We can look around and see all the things that God is doing, amen, for us, His people, and how, amen, He's moving by His Spirit. Glory to God. Now, moving on down into chapter 4, chapter 5, we talked about the elders. We talked about the worship that was going on. We talked about the vision that John saw in chapter 4, beginning before that. Let me go back. We did talk about the rapture of the church. Amen. And what's going to take place, amen, at that time when the rapture comes, the dead in Christ will rise, and then those that are alive and remain in Christ will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Now, you must be a believer in order to partake in the rapture of the church. And not everybody that's sitting in the church today, beloved, is ready for the rapture. Amen. But it behooves us to be what I call rapture ready. That means ready, amen, at any moment, because the Lord could come at any time. There's no prophecy that needs to be fulfilled. Amen. Listen to this, beloved. There's no prophecy that needs to be fulfilled in order for the rapture to take place. Glory to God. So we talked about that, and then we talked about, amen, again, the elders and the worship. And then there was a book presented. Nobody was able to open this book in, I believe, chapter 5. And John began to weep because there was no one available, no one worthy. Amen. But we know that there is one that is worthy, and that's Jesus Christ, to break open the seals. Amen. And to reveal the contents of these seals of the book. And this brings us to chapter 6. Now, if you want to dig deeper, and I encourage you to do so, and you've missed, amen, these broadcasts, you can go back and listen to some of them in the archives. If you would like, amen, copies of these messages, you may write us or email us. You can email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org, or you may write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506, and we'll be glad, amen, to send these tapes out to you. Now, let's pick up with Revelation chapter 6, and we're going to read, amen, a few verses. Please bear with me here. I'm not quite organized as I should be this morning, amen, but we're going on. Okay, Revelation chapter 6, I'm going to read the first few verses just to start out here. Amen. Let's read verses 1 and 2. The Word of God says, "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals," and we know, glory to God, that the Lamb is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that's worthy, amen, to open up the seals. Okay. And John says, "And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, 'Come and see.' And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer." Now, it would appear here that this person, or this individual on the white horse, because he had a crown and he had a bow, the first thought would be, well, that must be the Lord. But it's not. Right after the rapture of the church, the seal is going to be open. And this person on this white horse represents the Antichrist. He cannot take his place right now. We believe, we do know, that the spirit of Antichrist is already in the earth today. But the Antichrist cannot, amen, do his job as long as the church is in the earth. Amen. We're holding back the hinderer of lawlessness. Amen. Just because the church is still here, amen, it's preventing a lot of things from happening that really could happen. Amen. Amen. So that's a powerful thing to know, amen, that the church, amen, is holding back some of these things that's going to happen, amen. But this first seal represents the rise of the Antichrist, okay? So this is not Jesus on this particular horse. He's got a bow, and he's conquering. He's going forth conquering and to conquer, and we know that, amen, as we go a little further, the Antichrist will have a lot of power. The 10 nations will form under him. The one world government will really take its place during the tribulation period, because the Antichrist will have a lot of authority. Amen. Now, listen to this. The white horse is not to be confused with the one in Revelation 19, 11 through 21. We'll see another picture. And this will be Jesus on his white horse coming from heaven. Amen. At the end of the tribulation period. So we don't want to confuse the two. Okay. This one here that we see is symbolic. This is just letting you know what's going to happen when the first seal is actually broken open. And we know that Jesus Christ is symbolized by the Lamb in the book. Okay, it is clear that the symbol is one of an individual because he has a bow and is given a crown and he goes forth conquering and to conquer. When we read the scripture, it's really plain to see this. All right. Now, there's scriptures that prove this fulfillment. And Daniel, in the book of Daniel, there's several scriptures. We won't take the time to read all of them, but I'm going to give them to you and jot these down and go back and read these scriptures. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 8. And then verses 24 through 26. Daniel chapter 8, verses 8 through 10. And then verses 20 through 25. And then Daniel chapter 11, verses 35 through 45, okay? All right. Now, this is all giving credence to the rise of the Antichrist. He will rise among the 10 kings of the Federated States of Europe, or the old Roman Empire, okay? Through conquest, he will become supreme over them, by the middle of the week or the middle of the tribulation period, okay? The crown symbolizes the rise of the Antichrist to power as king among the 10 kings through the operation of satanic power, okay? Now, we're going to read a couple scriptures here in a minute. Let me just give you these. We won't read them all, but let me give you these scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 8 through 12. Revelation 13, 1 through 4. Daniel 8 and 25, and Daniel 11, verses 36 through 39. Now let's go back and read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Okay, the scripture reads, and then, now let me go back to, okay, let's go ahead and start at verse 8. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, during this time, amen, there's going to be a lot of people, amen, that, amen, of course, will, during the rise of Antichrist, a lot of things are going to take place. But people that will come under his rulership and, amen, do the things that he requires will come under delusion. They will totally apostatize themselves, and the ultimate will be taking the mark of the beast. Now, we know, we'll read more about this over into, I believe it's Revelation 13, where we read about the mark of the beast and how no one will be able to buy, sell, or do anything, do any kind of business without the mark in the forehead or in the hand. And this is really the enemy's way of people giving allegiance to him. These people with this mark will not be able to be saved because they will totally sell out to the enemy. And so this is going to be a terrible time during the tribulation period. And we know that we're not in the tribulation period right now. We're not under this mandate. The Antichrist is not in control. Amen. So if you read the Word of God and you may question, well, you know, where are we on God's timetable? It's pretty plain to see, beloved, that we're not there yet. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And so we still have chance. You have a chance if you've not given your life to the Lord. Amen. To get right with God. Get yourself together. Amen. We in the body. Amen. We need to get ourselves together to make sure. Amen. That we're ready to go at any moment when the Lord would come. Glory to God. We've got to work because it is still day. Amen. The Bible says that, that night will come. And when night comes, no man will be able to work. And it'll be a night time. It will be a time of night. Amen. After the rapture of the church, things, the tables will be turned, so to speak. And it will cost a person their life. Amen. To serve the Lord during this time. Glory to God. So, beloved, you may think that it's difficult right now to serve the Lord. It's not. It is not. All we need is a made-up mind. I say this all the time. Glory to God. Now, I do want to say, beloved, that if you have questions, amen, or comments, we invite you to call in. Amen. You can call in. Glory to God. If you want to just be live on the broadcast, we invite you to call us at 718-664-9578. You can call in and ask questions or comments. Now, this is not a debate, a debating time. So if you have debatable questions, we ask you to write us. Amen. You can email us those questions, and we will give you an answer back according to the scripture. Amen. I know that there are a lot of views when it comes to Revelation and the timelines and all of that, and we're not here to indoctrinate anyone. We're just wanting to share the word of God with you. Amen. So we do invite you, beloved, to call us. Amen. 718-664-9578. Now, let's go back. Amen. And go just a little bit further. Glory to God. Okay. Now, the rider, amen, will cause wars as a result of the rise of the Antichrist. Wars will take place, more famines, pestilences, death, and hell. We're going to see the following seals in just a little bit. All of these blights always follow an ambitious conqueror. And the Antichrist is pictured again in Daniel chapter 7, 8, and 11. And we invite you to read those chapters, amen, to get a better view of the Antichrist and what's going to take place. Now, the Antichrist is the one pictured or prophesied again to go forth and conquer. He is to come as the false Messiah of Israel. Okay? He's not the Christ. He's the false Christ. And we're going to read Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, 4 and 5. Amen. Okay, Matthew chapter 24, 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We know that the Antichrist is a deceiver. Amen. He will work miracles. He'll be very powerful, as we're going to see some things that will happen to him. Amen. He will be totally possessed by the enemy. Now, I want to read one other scripture. Daniel chapter 9 really confirms the tribulation and what's going to happen. let me read verse, I'm just going to read verse 27. It says, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now, this is the Antichrist. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, the Antichrist, when he comes into covenant, he'll come into covenant with Israel. They will view him initially as their Messiah. Because this man, in the introduction and going into this, he'll appear to be a man of peace, a man with all the answers because of all the turmoil and everything. And we know that Israel is still looking for the Messiah. In their eyes, he's not come yet because they didn't accept Jesus. But the Antichrist will set up a covenant with Israel The 1 week is representative of 7 years. This will be a 7-year covenant. In the middle of the covenant, amen, he'll break it. And that's when he's going to set himself up in the temple and demand worship. And their eyes will be open and they will realize this is not Jesus. This is not our Messiah. And they will, some of them will run for their lives. Glory to God. But he will break the covenant. And we will, amen, we'll study about that down later on. Amen. Glory to God. Now, let's go on to Revelation 6. Again, picking up with verses 3 and 4. We're going to talk a little bit now about the second seal. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Now this seal represents war. War. Amen. The rider on this horse is a red horse. The rider on this horse has a great sword. Will take peace from the earth. Amen. Murders and wars and bloodshed among men will take place in just record numbers. Amen. At this time, this will be such a time of bloodshed, violence. We're seeing violence today. We do see it. We see violence that has risen among our young people in gangs and because of drugs and husbands killing wives, wives killing husbands, children killing parents, children killing people, adults killing other people. We see murder really on such a large scale every day anymore. Even in our town where we live here, we're seeing so many homicides and murders. And I think I just read somewhere the other day where a little baby, amen, was brutally abused and died as a result of injury. Seven months old, a little child was murdered and killed, and another young little girl, 2 years old, found murdered. And all these things are going on, and parents are being thrown in jail because some of them are the ones killing these children. So we do see, amen, murder today, violence and all these things, but not in the magnitude that it will be during this time. There'll be just a spirit of murder, a spirit of violence, a spirit of war that'll go forth, if you will, so to speak, during this time, amen, during the tribulation. So there will be no peace. Isn't it something that the scripture even talks about when they say peace? Now, keep in mind, let me back up here. Thank you, Lord, because the Antichrist will sign a covenant. Amen. And supposedly this will be a time of peace. But right after this covenant is signed, he's set up, glory to God, war is going to break out. Instead of peace, it's going to be war, because the Bible says when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction will take place. Wars and famines and pestilence, all these things is going to take place. Amen. As a result of the rise of Antichrist in the tribulation period. Now, so peace will be taken. Okay, this war, there'll be natural wars. Okay, this won't be symbolic. This will be real wars that'll take place. Glory to God. Now, I do want to go back and read one scripture, because I think it's important to do this. Let's go back to Daniel, and let's read Daniel 11. Let me go back and read this scripture. Daniel 11, verses 40 through 45, okay? Daniel, get over here to Daniel 11:40-45. Let's read this scripture. It says, "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships. And he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over, and he shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom and Moab, and the children and the chief of the children of Amnon. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Liberians and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with great fury to destroy and utterly to make away many. And he shall plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and none shall help him. Now the Antichrist, amen, will have a lot of power and a lot of authority, and he will conquer quite a few nations and countries, amen, will come under his rule during the tribulation period. He will not be able to conquer Israel. He will fight against her, but he will not be able to conquer Israel, and that is what the Antichrist will want to do. Amen. Again, beloved, we will see this as we go forward. God is such a powerful God. Amen. And Israel is God's people, and he will fight. God will fight for Israel. Thank the Lord. Now, the sword is a general symbol of war, bloodshed, and national, civil, and class conflicts of all kinds. We are not to expect peace until the Prince of Peace comes to rule over the earth. And we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Amen. The peace that the Antichrist brings is a false peace. So it will be temporary. Amen. It'll glitter as gold. Amen. Because he's going to just rake in confidences. Of countries, because they're going to align themselves with him, the money system, the government, and I believe the news media, all these things that are set up that we use today, amen, in somewhat a healthy way. Some of these things are not used in a healthy way, but, you know, all the media that's set up and all the satellites and all this stuff, the Antichrist, beloved, will use all this stuff to his advantage. Amen. So it will be a time where, because he will win the confidences of these nations and stuff, amen, some by force, some willingly, amen, but he will use all this stuff to his advantage. So it will be such a tedious time during this time. You don't want to be a part of the tribulation. You don't want to miss the rapture of the church. You don't want to miss it, because if you do, beloved, you will have to go through this time. Amen. So I'm encouraging you, if you do not know the Lord, amen, to give your heart to Jesus, because he loves you. He died on the cross for our sins, amen, our sicknesses and our diseases. He died that we might have a right, amen, to the tree of life. Glory to God. I see my time is just about gone. This study is so rich and good. I always enjoy the book of Revelation, but we're going to pick up, amen, on our next broadcast. I encourage you to reread, amen, chapter 6 again. We'll pick up, amen, on verse number 5 at our next broadcast. Beloved, I want you to be encouraged and know that God loves you. Amen. He loves you. He cares about you. Amen. Everything that concerns you, amen, concerns him and is on his heart. Cast your cares upon the Lord, beloved, because he cares for you. Amen. No matter what you're going through, know that God loves you. Amen. You can talk to God about it. Amen. And he will meet your need. He'll see you through. Amen. Now, I want you to keep listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, located, amen, in Lawton, Oklahoma. Feel free to drop us an email at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org. Visit us on our website. We have messages there. We have audio messages that you can listen to. You can also listen to this broadcast. Amen. If you, amen, want to go back and take notes, glory to God, glean from it. Amen. We love you, beloved. Amen. Keep looking up and know that God, amen, is watching over his word to confirm it, to perform it, amen, concerning you. God bless you until we meet again. In Jesus' name.